Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Friday morning, and we learned yesterday that the pilot was locked out of the cockpit. Today, more information as we're learning that not only are authorities saying that the fatal descent of the plane was deliberate, and also that the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, 27-year-old, we learn now had, during flight training, taken a break for what is described as treatment for depression.
Well, look, this is really a terrible situation, and anybody who ever gets on a plane knows how terrible it is. The idea that no matter how you figure things, if in fact this is true, that there is a relationship between depression and this terrible, terrible event, then once again, we realize how much we need to be concerned about the state of mental health of people who are in key positions who might just do something. Look, let's assume for a second that somebody like Putin was crazy. I don't think he is, but let's assume he was for a moment. And just in one moment, everything is unleashed. That is how society owes itself the responsibility of making sure that those people who have terrible depression or other psychological disabilities are taken care of. If we don't, we see that there can be tremendous problems that come out of it. The other part of this is that I am sure that since this event has happened, we're going to see an awful lot of people thinking of ways that this could have been alleviated. In other words, other people had overrides, other people had keys, other people had ways of getting in there, or the flight control people had ways of monitoring the situation better. Every time we see a new rule or a new law, it's because something terrible has happened in the past.
Let's go to New York, Alan, where the budget negotiations continue. The State Assembly, Senate, and Governor Cuomo have now dropped another item from the spending plan, raising the state's minimum wage. Also yesterday, teachers, over 300, gathering to protest the governor's education proposals, including NYSED President Karen McGee. And we're running out of time, the April 1st deadline coming quickly.
Well, you will remember that Cuomo had a plan, which is that he has the budget now. So he put a whole bunch of stuff in the budget that might have in the past been, you know, separate bills. And he said he's not taking them out. Well, of course, he is taking them out. The one thing that he has insisted on all along is ethics reform. Turns out that the Assembly, probably a little bit worried about the way in which they were being perceived, went along, theoretically went along, because the devil is in the details, and we haven't seen the details. The Senate, on the other hand, seems to be really rebelling about the ethics provisions that would have us knowing what our legislators were making on the outside, so that we could monitor whether or not there was legal or illegal bribery going on. So now we're faced with watching the game of three-card Monte, you know, the guy with the three little shells on the corner. Watch their hands, because, you know, they say one thing and then they do another thing. What this governor has done in the past is to say that he has won when he hasn't. So he sets up a commission to look at ethics, which is hardly has the strongest powers that it could. Now he says that we're going to have ethics reform. And he may walk out Rocky-like and put his hands over his head and say, you know, we won. Now let's just see. Frankly, I hope he does win. I hope that he sticks to his guns. But his history is that he doesn't. And that's why everybody has to be very, very assiduous in watching what happens.